Folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and at 11 o'clock a.m. tomorrow in Japan. We want to welcome our Japanese consultants and guests on the line, as well as those of you who may be calling in from Canada. Welcome to this conference call. Guys, you can always come to this conference call week after week expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business right now. And tonight is absolutely no exception. I guarantee you're going to get something out of this call tonight, okay? Before I get into that, I want you to notice that many people are saying that they're registered for Ambition, the big event. This is going to be August 29th through September the 1st, 2018 in Dallas, Texas. Guys, you've got to go to events.ambitenergy.com. Go to your power zone. You can register for this big event. And with so many people on this call saying that they're registered for the big event, don't you believe that you should be too? That's because they know what this event is all about. It's national conference. You've got to be there. But even before that, April 12th through the 14th in Dallas, Texas, we have Power Trip. We're going to hear more about that in just a second. But you can go to ambitpowertrip.com. There's still some tickets left, still some seats available. You want to be at this event. Thursday night, star-studded all-star business presentation. Friday morning, an optional separate, I think it's already sold out, leadership breakfast with Brian McClure, Ray Monty, Joy Carter, maybe in a couple of others. That event alone is worth the weekend. So if you didn't get tickets, I hope that you find somebody that says that they may have an extra ticket and pick it up as quickly as you can. Friday night, Q&A with the CEO and co-founder of Ambit Energy, Mr. Jerry Thompson Jr. You get the opportunity to listen to and ask questions to our co-founder and CEO. And no question is off limits, with the exception of anything the consultant support can take care of or anything related to expansion. So any questions you may have, you may ask them. Okay? And then Saturday, you're going to be trained by the best of the best of the best. Guys, you want to be there. It's going to be a great event. You need to be there. I know Illumination is coming up in a couple of cities. You want to go to team526.biz. Check out the information on Illumination as well. Now, it is and always is my pleasure to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This guy is the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. He has made over $40 million in Ambit Energy alone in the 11 short years that this business has been in existence. And we have him on our call tonight. Please welcome to the call, founding national consultant, co-founder of Power Trip, and now the coordinator of Power Trip, my friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call, champ.
Hey, Bear, it's Kirk Horan. I guess Brian didn't give you the memo. I'd like to hope that all that description was about me, but I am on this call tonight because Brian couldn't get on.
Well, Kirk, I'm glad to have you with us as well. Million-dollar income earner, take it away.
Thank you very much. You know, this was short notice for me as well, but I'm excited to be on here. I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about, but Brian said just talk about whatever you're passionate about. So I'm going to take it from there. You know, I live in upstate New York, where I was a firefighter for 20 years. And while building my Ambit business over 7 years part-time, my wife and I became the 39th millionaires in this company, and we feel very blessed to be a part of this opportunity. It allowed her to retire at 43 years old, and I retired after 20 years in the fire service at 45 years old. And we are so grateful for what Ambit has done for our lives. So, you know, what am I passionate about? I am passionate about Ambit Energy, but I'm also passionate about helping people get where they want to go. And I was thinking about, I'm standing in my office and I'm looking around, and I've always framed the posters from each Ambition. And, you know, I was thinking back to 2009 when I went to Ambition, and I was a senior consultant. Ray Monty told me, if you're serious about this business, you need to be there. And, you know, I had no experience in network marketing, but, you know, I wanted to prove to him that I was serious about this business. My wife and I could not afford to go. We truly could not afford to go, but we made it happen. And we went to Ambition 2009. We come out of there on fire, and my team started to build momentum coming into 2010. In 2010, it was an exciting year. As a senior consultant, I had my first $15,000 a month as a senior consultant, fairly new to the business, and it became very real to me that we are a part of something special. You know, obviously we're all passionate about the service. Everybody we know uses electricity. We can't live without it. You know, it's something everybody uses. So that's what attracted all of us to this opportunity and the leadership that is at the helm running the company. So we come into 2010. You know, I'm working real hard in this business, and I'm trying to become an executive consultant. And what did I have to do? Ray said you have to make sacrifices to get where you want to be. And I worked through the whole summer of 2010 trying to become an executive before that Ambition. And, you know, I had people that knew people. They had a network, but they were busy with their regular lives, and they weren't treating Ambit like a real business like I was. So rather than get frustrated and feel like I was running out of people, I started driving depth in my organization, working with people who were willing to introduce me to their network. You know, calling, I had a guy on my team who told me he was from April to October, he runs his traditional business and he's a race car driver. And I said, listen, if I stop down here once or twice a week, will you call somebody and ask them to meet me? And the reason I did that is because he had over 10,000 fans on his Facebook page, on his fan page. And I knew that he knew a lot of people, and people would look at this because of who he was. Well, one of the first phone calls this guy made was to a guy in Cooperstown who also owned a race car. And he said, I want you to meet my business partner. I started a new business. And I went down and sat with this gentleman, my wife and I, him and his wife. They came on board as consultants, and I started working with them. And then, you know, towards the end of the summer, we're getting into August, or actually it was the last day of July, we did a presentation, and this gentleman signed up who had been a photographer at the racetrack, and he would take pictures of the people in the winner's circle when they won. And my guy, his car won that race that week. So that guy says to him, what is this? He had Ambit on his race car. And he said, what is this Ambit energy thing? And he goes, I've been trying to tell you that for weeks. That guy signs up as a consultant. All three of them became senior consultants, which promoted me to executive consultant on August 27th of 2010. I was the fifth executive consultant to promote Ray Monty to national consultant. And we went down to Ambition, you know, floating on the way down as much as we were floating on the way back. And then after Ambition, you come out of there excited. As a brand new executive consultant, I couldn't wait to get to work. You know, I'm in this elite group of people. Now I can start making big money. I felt like I burned through my warm market, and I didn't know who I was going to talk to. And, you know, my wheels were spinning, and I struggled for a long time. I feel like it was a year before I truly got anything moving in my executive code. And what happens is we all want immediate gratification because that's how it's generations deep. It's been embedded in our mind to go trade your time for money and receive income for that. And sometimes in our business, you're working and working and working and working and working and not getting paid. And, you know, it becomes frustrating. You ask yourself, am I doing the right thing? But I never took my foot off the gas. I was persistent and consistent in all the activities that we need to do to produce income, and my team started to grow again. And I kept going. And, you know, I worked through the years. I remember, you know, I was looking at the magazine covers in 2011 in the centerfold. They had 8 millionaires in the company. 2012, it almost doubled to 15 millionaires. Now, mind you, back then we were only in a handful of states. Then we started to expand more. 2011, 21 millionaires. 2013, 21 millionaires. 2014, 28 millionaires. And the list goes on. And then 2016, my wife and I became the 39th millionaires in the company. And I know, you know, we have 44 millionaires in the company now. And we're in 16 states, the District of Columbia. We're partnered with Sunrun, who just bypassed Tesla and SolarCity as the number one residential company for solar in the United States. In May of 2017, my eyes grew very wide when they announced that we were going into Japan. I never saw that coming. I never imagined we'd be going into other countries before we had fully deployed in the United States. But it happened, and it was exciting to me. I didn't know anybody in Japan, but what I did know is that they just opened a whole country with a market size bigger than all of the markets combined in the United States, and that meant so much more opportunity, years and years of opportunity to come. And you start seeing the vision of how big this is going to be. And then 5 months later, they opened up Alberta, Canada, and now we open another country. So over a five-month period, we end up in three countries. More states are, or more countries are deregulated. Australia, the United Kingdom, Western Europe, you know, very exciting stuff. And then more states are deregulating. So, you know, I'm passionate about where we're at with this company. You know, sometimes I think people think we're too late. And what's exciting to me is watching people grow in this business. And I've been driving out to Cape Cod, Massachusetts for 5 years, and many times on my way home, a four-hour drive, you know, while I was still working at the fire department, I would drive out there to do a presentation and drive 4 hours back home, get home after midnight to get up to go to work in the morning. And I did that for years, and sometimes I'd say to myself, am I doing the right thing? And then all of a sudden, things started to turn around. I kept going, and my team started to grow. And now, because of something I started out there on Cape Cod 5 years ago, I'm proud to tell you that I'm probably 6 days away from being a national consultant in this company. And, you know, I believe there's less than 45 national consultants in the company. I actually haven't gone back to count it, but I am curious to know that, and I will do that when I get off this call. But, you know, it's been an incredible journey, and it's been ups and downs. It hasn't been a smooth ride. I'd like to say it was. And I think sometimes people look at the leaders in this company, like Brian, Steve, Philip, Ray, Chris, and Debbie, and they feel like it was handed to them. They have no idea what these people did to get where they're at. You know, I've heard Brian tell stories. I've heard Ray tell stories. And Chris Atkinson tells stories of all the trials and tribulations they went through to get where they're at in this company. And just like everybody else, it's, you know, we all have an opportunity to quit. But they kept going. They knew that this was the best option for them, and they kept going. And I remember when Ray Monty put on his yellow jacket, and I couldn't believe it. I looked up to him, and I was so proud of him for doing that. And he told me, you keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to do the same thing. And 2016, that became a reality for us. And I never dreamed that that would truly come true. I wanted it to come true, but I never dreamed that it would really happen, but it did. And I'm nothing special, guys. I'm a blue-collar worker from upstate New York, firefighter who was sick and tired of being sick and tired and said, if these guys can do it, so can I. And what's nice for all of us is they've laid out the blueprint for success in this company already. we don't have to go out and figure it out. It's all laid out for us, and all we have to do is plug into it ourselves, follow the system, and plug your team into it. And I think that's where people fail the most. You know, they get going in this business. They work real hard to sponsor people into the business. They give them a packet of information and say, go get trained, do this, do that, and they never take action. People are worried about messing up. So they sit there and spin their wheels and never take action. But if you as a leader or you as the sponsor would hold their hand like the mother bird and teach them how to fly before you throw them out of the nest, you're going to see a lot better results. Invest in your people. Spend time with them. Get to know them. And, you know, it becomes a family, and we have fun, and it's exciting. I'm like a proud father every time somebody in my organization promotes, and I know that I have two people that I believe this week are going to promote to executive consultant, and that's going to make me a national consultant in this company. And I started with no clue what I was doing on February 22nd of 2009. It's not a race, guys. I'm building a foundation for an empire. And I joke, I always say, not an outhouse. So, you know, it's incredible what's going on. And, you know, I know people get frustrated with certain things that are out of our control, but you got to keep going. There's nothing better than what we have our hands on. You know, why did you start this business? You wanted to change your situation. Whether it's buying your time back, financial freedom, whatever the case may be, you made a commitment to start this business. Now you need to be committed and follow through on what you want to accomplish in this company. And if you keep going, it will happen for you. And I can tell you that because it happened for me. You know, I'm still not where I want to be, don't get me wrong, but, you know, become a national consultant in this company is an incredible achievement, and it's happening, and I can't believe it. I'm so grateful for everything. You know, awards and recognition are nice, but seeing the people on your team and texting them on the 15th every month and saying, how's your residual? And they tell you it's going up every month. That's what makes me happy. That's what makes me proud to be a part of this company, knowing that people that had no clue what they were doing, but they followed the system, are having success. You know, so, you know, I have Sean Coleman was my first executive consultant. Andy Ault out of Western Maryland was my second consultant. Anthony Coletti on Cape Cod was my third consultant. Joanne Paris told me it will be done before the end of the week. And Dan Cardos from Schenectady, New York, told me it will be done before the end of the week. So we're right there, and I'm excited about it. And I just want to tell people, if you believe in what you're a part of, you know, it just spews out of you. You don't have to be a good talker. You don't have to be a salesperson. That's not what we are. You just have to be confident about what you're doing and let the videos do the work. You know, people ask me all the time, Bear, they say, well, what do you do when you sit down with somebody? What do you do? I do exactly what I was taught to do 9 years ago. I sit down, I tell them a little bit about myself. I ask them a lot about themselves. You know, people want to know that you care about them. So, you know, I build a rapport with that person before I ever talk about why we're there. And then I ask them if they'll give me some time and watch these videos. And I show those videos. And even though, you know, I've had tremendous success in this company, when they have questions, I still have somebody else lined up to do the three-way call, the validation call, because you have to remember it's not about you, it's about them. And if you're dazzling them with all the information you know about this company, that might intimidate them, and they might say, you know what, Kirk, you did a good job of explaining everything and answering everything. I don't have time for that. But by me showing those videos and putting somebody else on the phone, that's creating duplication. After we're done, I say, do you believe this? I'm showing you these videos, and I get this guy on the phone to do all the work. You can get started today making money. And we're getting people promoted quickly. I want you to think about this, and I'm going to use the Northeast Compensation Plan simply because I'm jealous of what you have in Texas. So, you know, when we watch that presentation, think about this. As a new marketing consultant, when you sign a customer up, or a consultant up, your first level consultant, I'm going to go with the minimum payout. You're getting paid a nickel for that customer per month, right? So why would you want to promote quickly? Because when you become a regional consultant and you sign up a new consultant who goes out and starts signing up customers, you already got a nice raise. Now you're getting 30 cents per customer minimum, 25 for the quarter as a regional consultant, and that minimum of a nickel, a minimum of 30 cents as a regional consultant. Then you promote the senior consultant. You sign up a new consultant. They get their customers. You're getting a minimum of 55 cents per customer. So why do you want to get the senior consultant fast? So you're getting paid more money for doing the same thing we're already doing, and the bonuses go up, then executive consultant, more money, national consultant, more money. You know, we have senior consultants in this company now that are making six-figure incomes. As an executive consultant, if you're following the system and doing things the right way, there's no reason you can't make a six-figure income. And a six-figure income on a part-time basis, guys, I went over $1 million with this company while I was working full-time at my job. So it can be done, you know. And there was many times when I considered, should I walk away from my job? But no, I fought too hard to keep my job. I'm not going to get into my whole story, but I was out of work multiple times. And many times they said I wasn't going back. So I fought too hard to get that, to keep that job. I wanted to complete what I started. I wanted my two sons to be proud of me for walking out the door, retired from that job. And because of Ambit Energy, I didn't have to go get another part-time job or a full-time job to survive because my pension wasn't enough. This is really happening for a lot of people, and it's just putting in the time, persistent, consistent effort. And, you know, I work with people every day, and I tell them, trust me, I went through everything you're going through. Just keep going. It's going to happen. And they keep going. And now they're telling me everything Kirk said was going to happen is happening. And I'm not a genius by any means. I just already went through it. You know, when you start from the bottom and work your way through the ranks and, you know, nobody stops you, your belief level is just out of this world. And, Bear, I am so grateful for Ambit Energy. I'm excited about it. You know, I know you have Power Trip coming up, but to be honest with you, if people are truly serious about this business, about making money in this business, you need to get registered and attend Ambition this year. You know, why do you want to do that? You're going to network with all the consultants around the country and around the world. You're going to get high quality training. You're going to meet all the people in those magazines that sometimes we can't believe they're real. When you meet these people face to face, it becomes very real to you, and you realize that they're all just regular people. They're people who recognize this opportunity, had a vision, and went after it. And, you know, the timing of Ambit, where this is all going, is so exciting. I want you guys, the last thing I'll say I want you to think about is, I put 5 years into Cape Cod before I truly caught momentum. And there's so much momentum out there right now. Am I doing anything special? Absolutely not. I let them know that they can make money and we're going to help them. And that's what we do. And we encourage them to get their free energy right away. And we encourage them to get promoted quickly. We've had senior consultants on Cape Cod promote 4 months, 3 months, 2 months following the system and keeping their excitement. We're all excited about Ambit Energy right now. And I know there's a lot of things going on, you know, that we go through, I should say, in this journey, but you got to keep going. You got to work through it. It's going to get better. Sometimes you end up going backwards before you go forward, but, you know, the key is to keep going. And that's what I feel. I love it, and I appreciate you having me on here, Bear. I don't know what else to say. If you want to ask me something, I can help you with that, but please chime in.
Man, I tell you what, for information on a short notice, that was an absolutely excellent call. I especially hope that a lot of the new consultants were listening to you. I remember when we all got this thing started, and I watched you grow, and really proud of you for your success and what's going on for you. And I also appreciate that you actually listed your executive consultants that are going to help you get to national, because we don't do it alone. Folks, you know, when it comes to building the business, the team aspect, the team attitude, and getting in there, like Kirk said, and working with your team is probably one of the most important things that you can do, especially for a new consultant. So I really want to thank you, Kirk, for covering that part.
My pleasure. I mean, yeah, it was short notice, so I just kind of shooting from the hip. I hope somebody gets some value out of what I had to say tonight. And, I'm just super excited about it. If you're brand new, I always tell people, new people, I say, you just hit the lottery. You just have to work for it. And I believe that.
Absolutely. Folks, I'm going to suggest that if you have new people on your team, which everybody should, and they were not on this call tonight, make sure that they listen to this particular call especially. And you can go to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get this up online so that your new people can listen to it. I also recommend that you listen to it again as well. Kirk, I want to thank you for being on the call. Thank you for being able to deliver that on short notice. And I'm going to open up the lines and let everyone say thank you to you as well. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you, Bear.
The recording has been stopped.